You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and informative daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and renewable markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the energy landscape.
Tuesday, January 31st, 2023. Harder, better, faster, stronger. Permian M&A widening the gap between major and minor players. Published by Housley Carr. Top-tier rock, massive scale, and ever-improving efficiency. That's the mantra of the largest publicly held E&Ps in the Permian, many of which have only added to their heft during the pandemic post-pandemic era by acquiring complementary production and midstream assets from private equity funds, all-time oil and gas families. Yes, it's either slash or time in the U.S.'s leading oil and gas basin. Either you get bigger, high-grade the acreage you control and supercharge your free cash flow and your stock buybacks and dividends, or you accept your fate as an also-ran or, if you're lucky, an acquisition target. Just last week, Matador Resources announced a $1.6 billion deal to acquire Advance Energy Partners, which will boost Matador's Delaware Basin output by 25% and give it a foothold in the Permian's big boy league. In today's RBN blog, we discuss this and other recent asset acquisitions in West Texas and southeastern New Mexico and what they say about the Permian's future. A year ago, and bye, we said the upstream oil and gas sector was in the midst of the most impactful wave of corporate consolidation since the turn of the century, when a plunge in oil prices spurred mega deals that helped to form many of today's supermajors. Well, the M&A wave that started in mid-2020 may have crested, but it's still rolling in. In 2022, we returned again and again to the growth through acquisitions story, which often had a Permian angle. In baby, I may want you, we focused on the series of Permian-related deals, five totaling more than $1.8 billion, that Earthstone Energy had completed in 2021 and early 2022 to significantly expand its role in both the Midland and Delaware basins. Last summer, it closed on a sixth, the $627 million acquisition of Titus oil and gas assets in the northern Delaware. Then, in Spread Your Wings, we looked at Devon Energy's extensive portfolio renewal program, which last year included a number of major acreage trades in the Delaware that unlocked more than 200 extended reach drilling locations previously constrained to 1 mile developments. Devon is among the top E&Ps in the Permian, with production averaging 421,000 barrels of oil equivalent per day, or 421,000 BOE per day, as of Q3 2022. More recently in West Texas, in my eye, in October, we examined Diamondback Energy's $1.6 billion, bolt-on purchase of privately owned Firebird Energy. As we said then, Firebird was Diamondback's fifth 10-figure acquisition since the late 2010s. The deals totaled $15.3 billion and all of them, of course, were in the Permian, where Diamondback is all in. As we'll get to later in this blog, Diamondback has since made a sixth $1 billion-plus acquisition, further securing its place among the Permian's largest producers. Today, we begin our look at the latest Permian M&A activity with a review of Matador Resources' planned acquisition of Advance Energy Partners for $1.6 billion in cash, plus an additional $7.5 million for each month in 2023 in which the average crude oil price exceeds $85 per barrel. Advance is a portfolio company of NCAP Investments, a leading, and very successful, private equity investor in upstream and midstream energy assets. Matador isn't a pure-play Permian producer, it also is active in the Eagle Ford and the Haynesville, but the Permian, or, more specifically, the Northern Delaware Basin, is the company's primary focus. The E&P already controls about 125,000 net acres there, most of it in New Mexico's Eddy and Lee counties, plus a smattering in West Texas's Loving County. Matador's Delaware production averaged a hair under 100,000 BOE per day in Q3 2022, with 60% of that coming in the form of crude oil. Its proved reserves in the basin total 312 million BOE, 57% of it oil. The Advance acquisition, which was announced January 24th and is expected to close in Q2 2023, will add 18,500 net acres, the vast majority of them in West Central Lee County near Matador's Ranger production area, as well as an estimated 25,000 BOE per day of production in Q1 2023, with 74% of that output being oil. As for Advance's proved reserves, they total 106 million BOE, 73% of it oil. Advance will bring with it 203 net horizontal locations for future drilling that Matador said are conducive to drilling longer laterals, The acquiring ENP said that it operated wells it expects average lateral lengths of about 9,400 feet, or 1.8 miles. The wells include prospective targets throughout the Wolfcamp, Bone Spring, and Avalon formations. During a conference call held to discuss the deal, Matador management said there were several key drivers behind it. Among other things, they said, the acquisition made sense because of 1. The high quality of the rock, 2. The strong production and cash flow profile, 3. The complementary nature of the assets, and 4. The potential for connecting Advance's 35-mile gathering system for associated gas and produced water to the 45-mile Pronto gas gathering system, and 60 million cubic feet per day gas processing plant near the Eddy Lea County line that Matador acquired from Summit Midstream Partners in June 2022 for $75 million. The Pronto deal also gave Matador 50 million cubic feet per day of capacity on Summit and XTO Energy's 1.35 BCF per day EE pipeline, which transports gas from the Eddy Lea County line to the Waha Gas Hub in Pecos County, Texas. Matador's capacity on EE will increase to 65 million cubic feet per day in November 2024. Also important to Matador, the Advance purchase won't undo Matador's financial discipline. Executives said that, even with the deal's $1.6 billion price tag, Matador expects its pro forma leverage to remain below 1.0x. As we said, Matador's acquisition of Advance will increase the ENP's production by about 25% to 125,000 BOE per day, bigger for sure, but still well behind the Permian's leaders. Thanks to its half-dozen major acquisitions over the past few years, Diamondback Energy is a couple of giant steps ahead of Matador in Permian production, with 391,000 BOE per day of output in the Delaware and Midland basins in Q3 2022, and that was before Diamondback's latest deals, the Firebird acquisition, which closed in late November, and the $1.5 billion stock and cash acquisition of family-owned Lario Permian, a subsidiary of Lario Oil and Gas, announced in mid-November. Lario Permian's 15,000 net acres are in the heart of the Midland Basin, mostly in West Texas's Martin and Midland counties, where Diamondback already had a significant presence even before it added Firebird's acreage. Lario in 2023 is expected to produce about 25,000 BOE per day, 18,000 barrels per day of it crude, about the same as Advance, and has 132 net horizontal locations for future drilling. Diamondback said in announcing the deal that the company and Lario control some of the best rock in the Permian. As we said about the Firebird acquisition a few months ago, the Lario deal gives Diamondback an even larger inventory of high-graded, oil-focused production assets. Diamondback also has strong midstream connections to key downstream markets. Its Rattler Midstream subsidiary owns crude oil and produced water gathering pipelines and sourced water delivery pipelines in areas where Diamondback is active, as well as 10% ownership interests in the Epic crude and Gray Oak pipelines from the Permian to the Corpus Christi area, a 4% stake in the Wink to Webster crude oil pipeline from the Permian to the Houston area, and a 60% non-operated interest in Oryx Midland Oil Gathering, a Midland Basin oil gathering system. Rattler also owns a 25% interest in the WTG joint venture, which owns a majority stake in WTG Midstream, a Midland Basin-focused gas gathering and processing company. Each of these deals, Diamondback's Firebird and Lario Permian acquisitions and Matador's Advance purchase, provides further confirmation that publicly owned E&Ps are laser-focused on building scale, expanding inventory, enhancing rock quality, and enabling longer laterals, all with the aim of ensuring healthy cash flows through this next phase of Permian production. Other big deals in the Permian are happening too. Vitol, the privately held energy commodities giant, said January 19th that its upstream subsidiary, VTX Energy Partners, has agreed to purchase Delaware Basin resources for an undisclosed sum. The soon-to-be-acquired company has 35,000 net acres and 50,000 BOE per day of production in, where else than its name, the Delaware Basin, in West Texas's Reeves and Pecos counties. Also, Permian Resources Corporation said January 17th that it has entered into a series of portfolio optimization transactions in the Delaware, including a small bolt-on acquisition in Lee County, New Mexico, for $98 million and the sale of non-operated assets in Reeves County, again to high-grade its asset base. Finally, and this is different, but still related to the consolidation we continue to see among Permian producers, High Peak Energy said January 23rd that it has initiated a process to evaluate certain strategic alternatives to maximize shareholder value, including a potential sale of the company. High Peak is a mid-sized Permian E&P with 110,000 net acres in the Midland, mostly in Howard County, Texas, but also in neighboring Borden, Scurry, and Mitchell counties, and current production of about 40,000 BOE per day. High Peak is far from the first to come to the conclusion that scale is key to future success in the Permian, and surely won't be the last. Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger, written by Thomas Bangalter, Guy-Manuel de Homem Christo and Edwin Birdsong, was first released as a Daft Punk single in October 2001. It appeared as the fourth cut on Daft Punk's second studio album Discovery, released in February 2001. The single went to number 3 on Billboard's Dance Club Songs chart. A live version of the song from Daft Punk's album Alive, 2007 was released as a single in October 2007. That version was honored with a Grammy Award for Best Dance Recording in 2009. The Discovery LP was recorded at Daft House Studio, located at Bangalter's home in Paris. It was conceived as a concept album, related to childhood memories of the duo. The album went to number 3 on Billboard's Top Dance/Electronic Albums chart and number 23 on Billboard's Top 200 Albums list. It was certified gold by the Recording Industry Association of America. Daft Punk is a French electronic music duo formed in Paris by Guy-Manuel de Homem Christo and Thomas Bangalter in 1993. The duo avoids showing their real likenesses by donning masks, helmets and costumes during performances and interviews. They have recorded 4 studio albums, 2 live LPs, 1 soundtrack record and 3 remix albums, and they've put out 22 singles to date. Daft Punk has won 6 Grammy Awards, 2 Billboard Music Awards, 1 MTV Europe Music Award, 1 Brit Award, and 1 BMI Award.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.